Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
John chapter 10, verse 10. Here we go. The thief meaning the enemy, Satan, comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. By the way, I'm probably not going to preach long this morning, so. But we are going to get into worship later, so prepare yourselves. But I think I read this verse, and it got me thinking of like a bunch of different stories. Because whenever I read scripture, you know, here's the deal. Scripture sometimes is very hard to understand. I don't know about you. Maybe it's just because I went to Sparta High School. No, I'm kidding. They taught me well there. They taught me real good. Anyway, but sometimes it's hard to understand. So I try to think of a story in my life that maybe explains it. And so I think of this verse. You ever have somebody steal something from you? You know, I don't know about you. I'm not like a super angry person, but when people do that, you know what? Come here. Come here. You know, just, you know, and you guys know I play sports in high school. As you can tell, I probably don't anymore. But if you saw me back then, you'd know that. Yeah, anyway. Played sports a lot. Basketball is my favorite. Basketball is my absolute favorite. And many of you know LeBron James. He's the man. Thank you. I love LeBron. Here's the deal. I remember in a basketball game once, I was dribbling up at the top of the key. And I had to play point guard because I was on a team, wasn't very good. As you can tell, if I was starting, wasn't a very good team. And this was like my freshman, sophomore year. All the good players got moved up. Anyway, I was dribbling at the top of the key, and this dude swiped it from me. And I was like, no. It's the most embarrassing thing because it was one of those games that my dad was at. And I was like, no, because I could just hear, Williamson. I'm like, no, this is not good. And so I'm just sprinting as fast as I can because this dude's quick as lightning. He's just gone, man. And so I'm coming up. And I remember just all of a sudden all this rage just built up inside of me because I'm just so angry that he just stole it from me and that I got embarrassed like that. And I don't know what it was, but maybe it was all that rage and that anger inside of me that was just like all of a sudden just like put LeBron James' legs on my lower half. That's an interesting picture. And all of a sudden, I remember I just jumped up and just whop, slammed the ball against the board as he went up for the layup, blocked it. I was like, yeah, that's right. I remember I just stared at him. Because if I said something, it probably wouldn't have been good. So I just stared at him, and I was like, that's right, son. You know, I'm like talking under my breath. I'm not saying anything out loud. But I was just like, I'm going to take it back from you. You know what I'm saying? You took it from me. I'm going to take it back from you. You are not getting it here. Made me think of this other story about my brother-in-law now, Luke Johnson. Some of you guys have seen him. Trust me, if he was here, you saw him. He sits over here. His head almost hits the ceiling. And he's ginormous, okay? That's the best word to describe it, describe him. And he throws shot put. And in high school, it was like this big, huge meet. Like, a bunch of people were there. It was like this giant meet. It was like a state-level type meet, okay? It was this huge championship thing. And he was in it against his rival. His rival. And they're all there. There's a giant crowd. And everybody's just hushed. The crowd was just everybody's quiet. Because he's got one throw left. And the kid's beating him by just a little bit. But see, a little bit in shot put is like a lot of bit, okay? And just by a little bit, and they're quiet. And Luke is getting up to throw, and everybody's quiet. If you've been to a track meet, sometimes it's kind of loud. But you're supposed to be a little bit quiet. I don't know. It's weird. The etiquette at track meets is weird. It varies meet to meet. But anyway, this giant meet. All of a sudden, Luke, my brother-in-law, who is losing by just a little bit, but he would have to throw his absolute best ever in order to beat this kid. All of a sudden, as it's super quiet, he hears his dad yell, "Take it from him! just as it's completely quiet, all of a sudden he just hears, "Take it from him!" And it's like, everybody was just like, whoa. And the kid that he's playing it, somebody, did I just, I'm sorry. This made a baby cry. My bad. Well, take it from him. Anyway, so the kid who Luke was throwing against, his parents obviously weren't very happy. But all of a sudden, Luke gets up there and he beats the kid. And just take it from him. Just gets me so hyped. It's like, hyped means excited for those that don't know new lingo. And I just, it's crazy. Got me thinking of this other story, not a personal one, but one in the Bible, about Samson. Many of you know this story. If you don't know this story, you can look it up and read it for yourself. Trust me, this dude was a freak in a good way, okay? The dude gets jumped by 1,000 men, okay? Gets 1,000 men. Could you imagine 1,000 men come up to you and just start pummeling on you? The dude's looking for a weapon. He finds a jawbone of a donkey and slaughters every single one of them. That is under the definition of freak, okay? The dude was insane. But, like, the presence of God on him, his hair. His hair was what represented his strength. God said, don't let anybody touch your hair. Just the hair is there. Don't do anything with the hair. You know, this dude's got that Thor-looking flow going, like Chris Hemsworth. You know what I'm talking about? You know, just that. Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. Anyway, Samson's going at it, you know, all these different things. All of a sudden, he meets Delilah. Yeah. Women. Just kidding. You guys are wonderful. He runs into her, and long story short, she ends up cutting his hair, and he loses his strength. And his enemy comes upon him, takes him captive, gouges out his eyes. Ooh. Yeah, you thought the Bible was all holy and all these things. Just, you read, man, it's crazy. Gouged out his eyes. Took him prisoner, and what he did all day was walk in a circle. He was a prisoner. He walked in a circle all day. That's what he did. That's what they made him do, just pushing this, walk in a circle. And his hair was gone, and, you know, at this point, he's thinking, man, I'm a horrible person. Why did I tell her? You know, the funny thing was is she asked him once. He lied to her, told her something else. His enemies come in the room trying to attack him. He fights them off. And he's like, yeah, I lied to you. And she's like, how could you lie to me? You embarrassed me. Tell me your secret. So he lies to her again. At this point, if somebody's trying to figure out what makes you tick and is trying to make you fall, at this point, you'd think, yeah, boom, there's the door. Like, he should have thrown her out the window. I don't know if there was a window, but he should have made one. I'm sure he could have. And then throw her out it. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then finally he tells her the truth. And this is what happens. Enemies come upon him. Cut off his hair. It's gone. They took it from him. There's a part in Scripture, and I'm not going to turn to it. I'm going to paraphrase it. And it's talking about Samson and what he's doing and all this stuff. And then it says, but then his hair began to grow back. See, I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know what was taken from you. I don't know what was killed in you. I don't know what was destroyed in you by the thief, by the enemy, by Satan, as the scripture I just read. I don't know what it was, but I'm here to tell you, it'll grow back. It can come back. Because God comes to bring life. See, the enemy comes to steal. I don't know, maybe your joy was stolen. Maybe you haven't felt happy in a super long time. I'm here to tell you, Jesus can bring it back. I don't know, whatever it is that was stolen from you, your security in who you are, all of a sudden you're insecure, which is causing you to run to all sorts of different things, trying to find your identity in it, trying to feel secure about yourself again. I'm here to tell you, you can find your security in God, your identity in God. I don't know what was stolen from you, but you can get it back. And guess what? I'm here to tell you, this morning, we're going to give it all we got to get it back. We're going to give it all. We're going to go at it in just a little bit. I got a special song that I picked out that we're going to go for and get it back with. We're going to usher in the presence of God, and we're going to get what was stolen from us. Maybe something was killed inside of you. Maybe you feel like you've been killed. All of a sudden, you're dragging. You're just dragging all the time. You're just killed, man. Something killed you. Somebody did you wrong. And they could have been a Christian, more than likely. I mean, it's one of the biggest reasons why nobody comes to church. It's because of us. It's kind of sad, but it's partially true. Maybe somebody did you wrong. I'm here to tell you, you can be given life again. You can be given life again. You can be revived. See, there's this thing called revival. And it's what happens when something is dead. See, because the enemy has been here too long. Has been running rampant in your life too long. And it's killed, it's stolen, and it's destroyed. Something in your life has been destroyed. A relationship. A relationship in your life has been destroyed. Your relationship with God, maybe. I don't know. It can be revived. It can be built back up again. On a solid rock this time. On the solid rock of Christ. On the solid rock of Jesus. So you're going to get an opportunity this morning. The only thing is, you ever have to build something? You know what's funny is when you're sitting there and you got the instruction in front of you and all the pieces and you just stand there. It's not going to build itself. You got to do something. See, God will help you. He'll be with you. See that Bible verse about walking through the valley of the shadow of death? See, the person is actually walking, not just waiting for God to carry them through. We get up and we make our movement. God will be there with us. He'll walk with us. He'll guide us. He's not always just going to pick us up out of our mess. Sometimes he's going to help us get through it and make sure we learn. See, this morning, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to step up. You're going to have to step out. Because whatever is killed, stolen, or destroyed, guess what? If it's killed and it's inside your little comfort zone, right where you're at, you need to get out of there. Like, I'm got to be honest. I play video games a lot, okay? I play Call of Duty. The new one just got released, and I stayed up for 24 hours and played it. Don't judge me. It's what it is, okay? All right, don't judge. But anyway, when I'm standing next to my friend in this game, and he dies, I'm not going to be standing there no longer, okay? I'm gone. He just got sniped. I'm not standing there and waiting around to get shot, okay? I'm gone. The same way in your life, if something is killed, we're going to revive it. You're not going to revive it where it was just killed. Because whatever killed it is still going to be there. You got to move outside your comfort zone. If something's stolen, it obviously is no longer there. You got to go find it. You got to go for it. And God will help you find it. Something destroyed, we'll rebuild it, but you got to get outside your comfort zone. You got to move. You got to do something different. Definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. You got to do something different. If things are being stolen in your life, if things are being killed in your life, or things being destroyed, you got to do something different. There's going to be opportunity this morning for you to come up to the altar, for you to pray, for you to worship. Maybe you want to go ask somebody to pray with you, something like that. I don't know. But see, in the presence of God, there's this old philosophy. I say philosophy, man. It's really not a philosophy, but I learned it from my dad. Because see, as many of you know, it's not that old. No. I say it's old because my dad learned it from my grandpa, his dad, okay? Now, he's not necessarily old either. But my grandpa must have learned it from somewhere, okay? But see, my dad passed it down to me. And it's going to make me sound really tough, but I promise you I'm not that tough. I mean, I have a pocket square. Come on. I'm not really anything special. But I remember one day, some kids were making fun of me because, well, I'm not that dark anymore, but I used to be a lot darker because I spent more time outside. See, the video games thing, it changed that. Anyway, I was really dark, and some kids were making fun of me on the playground. You know, apparently something about my skin made me make funnable. I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, they're making fun of me, and I remember I went home, and I said to my dad, I said, kids are making fun of me. It's kind of making me mad. I really want to just get up in their face, you know, and just do something. Okay, and I remember my mom was standing there, and she's like, that's horrible, I'm going to call the school. I was like, Mom, please no. Please no, that's not what we want. And my dad says, son, you never start a fight, but you ask him politely to stop, okay? And I said, I tell them to stop, Dad. And he's like, tell them to stop. If they continue on, tell them to stop before you make them stop. And I said, oh, this is getting good. Oh, snap. And he's like, but if they push you, if they touch you, then you blow them away. And listen to this. All right, you guys, I'm not condoning fighting, okay, before you get all spiritual on me and say, oh, my goodness, how dare you turn the other cheek, friend. Okay? Just settle down. All right, this is my story, okay? This is how it went. And I've never been to this point where I've had any of this happen, okay? But then my dad said, it was just me and him at this point. My mom left the room because talking about fighting, my mom isn't a fan, okay? She told me once she was a pacifist, and then she smacked me. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. She didn't smack me. She smacked my dad. No. I'm kidding. But she did tell me she was a pacifist once, and I just laughed. And live in the household we live in, and you're a pacifist. Anyway, she told me she's a pacifist, and, you know, whatever. Anyway, so she left the room. Me and my dad were talking. He said, here's the deal, son. You don't stop until somebody drags you off. And I was like, oh. At that point, it went from being intense to, like, insane. I was like, okay, Dad. I was like, I don't know if I could do that. I was like, look at me, Dad. I'm like, I turn sideways, I disappear. I'm the skinniest kid on the block. I don't know who you think I am. And he's like, I think you're Williamson. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, I forgot. But he told me that. And so you might think, oh, that's horrible. How dare you tell that to a kid? Don't stop beating the kid up till somebody drags you off. That's horrible. How dare you? That's horrendous. Well, here's the deal. It was a principle in life that I learned. Is you don't stop, okay, until you get the result. See, in basketball, again, I didn't stop until I heard the whistle or the buzzer. I kept going. It didn't matter what was going on. Everything else was gone. All that would stop me, all that would bring me out of this, like, blackout thing when I was on the court was a whistle or a buzzer. And then I would stop. Football, the whistle, man, I was going until the whistle blew. I was a lineman, okay? Yeah, I know. I was a lineman. Oh, dear goodness. Bringing back some memories here. And I remember, you know, you take off the line, and on the rare occasion where I actually could block the person in front of me, I would just drive them all the way, man. I didn't know what the play was. I didn't care. I was taking this person, and I was going to do everything I can to slow them down or at least to stay on my feet for more than a second, okay, because they're going to blow me away, but I'm going to slow them down with all I got. And on the off chance that I actually could drive them, I was driving them until the whistle was going. I was like just going at it, okay? And then I would open my eyes and realize we weren't moving, but you know, I gave it my effort till the whistle blew. You know, until I got the result. I remember cross country, something I did, we would run. You don't stop running until you hit the end. I remember I would see kids stop and walk for a bit, and I'd be like, you're crazy. No matter how much pain I remember we did a 12-mile run once. And I remember how horrendous it was, okay? People running marathons and stuff, I don't understand your point, okay? You can argue it all day long, I'm still going to think you're weird, okay? In the best way possible, I mean it as a compliment. But, you know, there's just a certain point of running where I just don't want to go any further, okay? But if I say that I'm going to go that far, I'm going to go that far. Just like this morning, if you say you're going to get something back, you're going to go until you get it back, okay? That's what we're going to do this morning. That's why I'm telling you this. See, I would run this 12-mile run. My friend was like, oh, man, my feet hurt. I think I have a stress fracture. Like, every single time we ran, there was something wrong with it. I don't know. Anyway, I was like, okay, dude, I'll see you later. And he would stop and walk, and I'd keep going because there was something in me. I just imagined my dad in the back of my head just like, come on, Williamson. You know, I'm like, oh, no. You know, just that's been there all my life was, come on, Williamson. You know what I'm talking about? Just come on, Williamson. Get going. It wasn't Brock, you know, at that point. It was Williamson. Remember. Remember what you're known as. I'm here to ask you this morning, what are you known as? Are you known as a Christian? Are you known as a Christ follower? Because if that's so, then there's certain principles you stand on. It's a solid rock that you stand on. And it's the principle that if something's stolen from you, you go and get it back. If you were robbed, if something was killed, you go and get it, bring it back to life. Jesus is all about bringing people back from the dead. He did it to himself. It's kind of neat. You should read about it. It's why we're all here. There's no other reason we are here except for him. You know, we come here on Sundays, and I feel like we just go through the motions. We just come here, and we listen, and we hear the words, and then we just move on. And, oh, hey, that was nice. He talked for a while. Cool. You know, it's a break from your kids. Maybe you send them to the Blaze, somebody else's headache for a while. I mean somebody else's gift for a while, blessing. Whatever it is, you know, maybe that's what you do. But I'm here this morning to challenge you that this morning would not be like any other morning, that you would actually leave this place different, that when you come up here, you would not leave until somebody drags you out, that you would not stop until you get a result, that you would worship him and praise him. Because see, where we sing his praises, his presence is there. He inhabits the praises of his people. And where he is, there's freedom. The Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. We invite it in this place. So I'm telling you this morning, take it back. Revive what was killed. Maybe what's killing you is an actual disease. Maybe you got something going on in your body today. I'm telling you, you can be healed. I remember just before I got up there, I was praying. And I was thinking about all of you. And I was praying and I was like, God, just overflow in this place. Let them see things that I have seen. Because I don't know about you, but I've seen some crazy things. I've seen some crazy things. Healings like crazy, man. Cancer gone. Scoliosis, man. All of a sudden the dude was like 4 inches taller because God straightened out his back. I've seen people who had casts on, rip them off at the altar and then start dancing around and playing basketball. Not at the altar, after the service. We went and played basketball, you know. Wouldn't that be a church, man? Just, hey. Oh, anyway. I've seen these things. I've been a part of these things. I've prayed for people, and it's not because I'm some great person. It's because God is great that I've been able to be used as an instrument to pray with people. And then all of a sudden, they're healed. Their life is different. I've seen people go from suicidal, attempting to kill themselves, to the most joyful people you ever did see in your life. And it's because God changed their life. And maybe your problem or something ain't that serious. Maybe it's something small. Guess what? It still is a problem. And you still need God in your life. So this morning, letting the enemy take it back, or take it from you, the thief, it's coming. That's what all it comes to do. Steal, kill, and destroy. There's things in all of our lives. There's things in my life that have been stolen, that have been killed, and been destroyed. But I'll tell you what, this morning, I'm ready to go take it back. I'm ready to go revive what was killed. I'm ready to go build what was destroyed. And you got a choice this morning. Because God's not just going to do it for you. You got to make the effort. You got to put forward. You got to go forward, and you got to ask for it. Because he doesn't just do things against your will. You got to want it, too. You got to go after it. See, it's more than just any other morning. It's more than just you came here and you heard, or you sang some songs, did some worship, and then you heard somebody preach and go on. No, this morning I'm asking you to do something. Because, see, the church needs to be alive. There's things in church these days that are dead. And we need revival. We need revival. We need God to just come in here and just overflow like the dry bones, all of a sudden bringing them back to life. I'm telling you, it's happening this morning. If it doesn't happen this morning, it's happening tomorrow. Because guess what? You don't have to be at church to get this. You don't have to be at church to get God's presence. It's always with you. You can worship right where you're at. Asking God's presence right where you're at. We're going to take it back this morning. Worship team, if you want to come up, that'd be great. We're going to worship. And as we worship, you can sing the song. But realize this, that They're just words on a screen. Unless you sing them from the heart. Unless you really mean it. Unless you go after it. See, this is your chance. This is what I was talking about. This is your chance to fight until somebody drags you off. This is your chance to go to the buzzer sound. See, we don't put a box. We don't say, God, this is the schedule we have. You only fit inside that. No, I'm expecting God to move this morning outside of our schedule. Oh, you had lunch plans? Sorry. Because what was stolen from you is more important. Get it back this morning. We got a little bit of a throwback this morning. It's going to be fun, though. And we're going to sing it. And I just ask, worship. I challenge you. Think about it. If you want to bow your heads real quick. Think about it. I want you to right now, think about what was taken from you. Your joy, your hope, your faith. Maybe it was a person, relationship, something. It was taken. It was stolen. It was killed. It was destroyed. And you want it back. Just declare it over your life that it happens today. That you get it back today. You go and get it back today. It is revived today. It is built back up today. By His word, He came to give life and that you may live it to the full. That means nothing is holding you back. He wants you to live like nothing is holding you back, so don't hold back anything from Him. Give it all to Him. Give it all to Him.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.